Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents...
Guten
Makers of Snickers welcome you to Curtain Time. A holiday crowd packs the lobby tonight, and here, as eager as the rest to see the new play, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's in store for us tonight?
A very enjoyable romantic comedy, John. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seat 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, now that we're comfortable, let's glance at the program. Harry Elders and Annette Sargent, supported by the Curtain Time players, are starred tonight in Page One Wedding. Mr. Elders plays the part of Clem Watson, and Miss Sargent is cast in the role of Marion Smith.
Curtain Time!
There's the call for the first act of Page One Wedding. The scene is a busy newspaper office. Harrigan, the city editor, is talking to an attractive young woman who would like to get past him and is annoyed that she can't.
I look beautiful. Why do you want to be a newspaper reporter?
Because...
You can make twice as much dough letting them take pictures of you in a bathing suit.
Thank you, but whom do I talk to about a job?
Well, the guy to see is the managing editor, Clem Watson. Only he doesn't hire lady reporters except for stuff like fashions, which we already have a lady reporter doing, and besides, you never worked on a paper before.
I never... How can you tell?
You don't have that look.
But I was editor of my school paper.
That's worse than no experience at all. Now, look, there's a model agency just a few blocks from here. Why don't you...
See here. I'm old enough to know what I want to do. Will you be good enough to tell me where Mr. Watson's office is?
Wait a minute. How'd you get past the receptionist?
I told her I wanted to confess a murder.
You told her you wanted to...
Oh, well, I had to do something. I had to think of something so I could get in to see somebody about a job.
Listen, honey bunch, if you want some good advice...
Thanks, but I don't. I want to see Mr. Watson.
Well, you're lucky he stepped out for a while, beautiful.
Why?
Because when he finds out you pulled the gag to get in and see him, he'll hit the ceiling. He doesn't go for screwball stuff.
I'm afraid you've taken a dislike to me, Mr.
Harrigan's the name. And say... What's a dame all dressed up like Mrs. Astor's plush horse want a job for anyway?
Why?
Are you sure you're not trying to serve Watson with a summons or something?
Now, don't be ridiculous, Mr. Harrigan.
Harrigan, don't let her go.
Okay, Mr. Watson, I got her.
Ouch! Ooh.
Good work, fella. Okay, young lady, come along with me.
Well, yes, sir.
Have a chair, miss.
Thank you.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
Oh, gee, excuse me. You must be hungry after your ordeal. I'll have some food brought in immediately.
Oh, please, don't bother.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. Now, take your time. Tell me exactly what happened, just as though you were telling it to your own mother.
Well...
He was a brute, wasn't he?
Yes.
He forced his attentions upon you.
Yes.
But you repulsed him.
Oh, yes.
And then he threatened you.
No.
No. But what happened next?
Nothing.
I see. You just shot him?
No, I didn't shoot him.
You mean you used a knife?
Oh, no.
Well, perhaps you'd better try to tell it to me in your own words. Just tell me how the murder happened. I promise to do everything I can to help you.
You do? I mean, you will?
Yes. You're obviously the sort of person who doesn't do anything without a reason.
Yes, I always have a reason.
Good. Now, don't try to explain. Just tell me the stories that happened.
All right. I told the receptionist I wanted to confess a murder.
Yes, that's what she told me as I came in. Go on.
Well, it was a lie.
A lie?
Maybe it was just a fib.
Young lady, do you mean to say that
I'm
you...
sorry. If I'd known you're the kind of man you are, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Oh, no, Mr. Watson. You see, you're so different from
do
what
you
I...
Do you know what happens to people who confess murders they haven't committed?
Well, no, I don't.
They're put under observation in a hospital.
Oh, Mr. Watson, please don't call an ambulance. My family would be disgraced forever.
Come on, let's have it. Why did you do it?
Well, I wanted to see you.
That's obvious.
I wanted to ask you for a job.
But good heavens, Miss...
Miss Smith. Marion Smith, to be exact.
Miss Smith, running a newspaper is a business.
Oh, I know.
And one must have more than nerve and good looks to be a reporter.
But if you'll just give me a chance, I'll prove I can do it.
Oh, so what was your last job?
Oh, I was food editor of the Greenville Herald.
The Greenville Herald, you say?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Miss Smith. It's the Greenville Courier. They don't have a food editor, and don't slam the door as you go out.
Oh, please, Mr. Watson, if you'll just give me... I know what.
Oh, no, you don't.
Why don't you give me an assignment? Just one assignment, and if I'm no good, then fire me.
Look, Blue Eyes, do you have to be a reporter?
Yes.
You do? Why?
Because all my life I haven't done a thing.
Lucky you.
I've led a very sheltered life, and I want to know people, Mr. Watson.
Sure, who doesn't? But how do I know you can write?
Well, how do you know I can't?
You've got something there.
Then I get the job?
No, but I'll give you a tryout. Just once, understand?
Oh, I knew you would.
You did?
Well, I hoped you would.
And suppose you go out to the ballpark and come back with a story.
The ballpark?
That's right.
But I don't know anything about baseball.
That's your problem. If reporters always had to know about the things they write about...
Well, of course, but baseball...
Go out to the park and find something to write about. Get an angle and then...
Well, really, I...
Okay, Miss Smith, if you're not interested.
Oh, but I am.
All right, then, that's that.
And thank you very much. In fact, I can't thank you enough.
Skip it, Floyd Gibbons. Just bring me back a story.
Curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nana Sargent. And now, John Weigel.
These August days, all of us feel like stopping for a few moments in the middle of the afternoon or evening to relax and enjoy ourselves. And one way that you may be certain of turning a few spare moments into a delightful occasion is by treating yourself to the thrilling taste of a Snickers candy bar. With each bite of a Snickers bar, your teeth sink through the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and the soft, snow-white nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. All blend together to make each enjoyable mouthful a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
Curtain time!
There's the call for the second act of Stage One Wedding, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Hoping to get a job on a newspaper, Marion Smith told the girl at the desk that she wanted to confess a murder. And when Clem Watson discovered this wasn't true, he nearly blew up. Finally, however, he decided to try Marion out. He sent her to the ballpark to get a story. And, well, she doesn't understand baseball. It's now the next morning. Clem speaks to Harrigan, his city editor.
Morning, boss.
Good morning, Harrigan. Has Miss Smith come in yet?
You don't mean the Miss Smith, do you?
Of course I do. Send her in as soon as she shows up, will you?
Send her in as soon as... How do you like that?
Well, good morning, Mr. Harrigan. How is my dear city editor this morning?
Hi.
I looked for you yesterday to tell you about my good luck, but you were gone.
Yeah.
And look, here's my first story all about yesterday's ball game.
You don't say. You mind if I look?
Oh, of course not. I want you to.
Yeah, let's see. Fashions in Baseball by Marion Smith.
Don't you think it's an original idea?
Oh, sure. Our first visit to the ballpark yesterday was a revelation in color.
Go on.
The seats are painted a cool lettuce green. The red of the grandstand and roof making a pleasant contrast.
Well, perhaps it's not exactly a lettuce
green.
That'll
do. The costumes of the players... Costumes?
Yes, they're...
The costumes of the players also reflected the gay, carefree abandon of the people who patronize our national pastime.
Oh, I like that part.
No, it's sensational. Flannel seems to be the prevailing mode among the gentlemen who wield the bat and throw the horse-high spear.
You don't think the words are too big, do you?
Oh, shucks, no. Mr. Watson's going to be very interested in this.
You really think so?
Oh, I know. He's waiting for you in his office. Said I should send you right in.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
Furthermore, Miss Smith, the players on the same team always wear the same kind of uniform.
Oh, I'm deadly sorry, Mr. Watson.
Look, you'll never be a newspaper reporter. Please take my word for that and let me get back to running this paper.
You mean that I...
I do. Now run along like a good girl and make out a voucher for your expenses and give it to the cashier.
Wait. You're trying to make a fool out of me.
Miss Smith, you're a charming girl, but you don't belong around a newspaper. Didn't you get the chance you asked for?
Some chance.
I beg your pardon?
Would you send a man to a fashion show or a big wedding?
Well?
No. But you'd send me to the first baseball game I'd ever seen, and I wrote what I did because I thought you wanted the woman's angle.
Of course, but you...
You never really wanted to give me a chance, and I think you're horrid.
No.
You don't mean that at all.
Please understand that I like you, Miss Smith.
Then why did you do such a thing?
Perhaps if you were to take a course in journalism first...
That's right. Send me to school like a child.
Now, look, Marion, I've got to run a paper. I can't hire people merely because I think they're, well, pretty darn attractive.
Oh, well, I do appreciate your problem.
Look, I'll be glad to give you some pointers, but not now. I've got a deadline to make.
Well, then maybe I'll get another chance.
Maybe. That's the best I can do.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Watson. I'll wait outside until you've passed your deadline.
Let me phone you. I haven't anything for you right now.
But you may think of something.
I'll try, but I'm too busy to think now.
Well, I'll wait outside anyway, just in case.
Miss Smith, please, not now. A kid just stuck his head in the lion's mouth out at the zoo.
Mr. Watson, I thought perhaps...
Please, Marion, beat it. I've got 2 6-alarm fires in there at opposite ends of town.
Mr. Watson, have you...
No, I haven't. Look, honey, there's just been the sweetest double killing a newspaper man could ask for. Don't let it give me any ideas.
Hello, Mr. Watson.
Oh, you still here?
Yes.
It's after 8. Everybody's gone. Why didn't you run along, too?
Well, you're still here.
Oh, honestly, Miss Smith, you're a nuisance.
Oh, but...
You're a screwball. You're a crackpot. You're a...
Mr. Watson, I'm also just about...
Hey, what... Marion, sit down here.
Oh, thank you. I'm all right.
You are not.
Well, I'm just a little weak.
You've been here all day without a bite to eat.
Oh, no, I had a big breakfast.
Yeah, but no lunch and no dinner.
Well, I'm on a diet.
And I'm on my way to dinner. That's it. We'll settle this thing at dinner.
Oh, I hope so.
And you mean you're willing to give up the idea of being a reporter?
Oh, no. I intend to end up running a newspaper.
Yeah. You'd do much better running a waffle shop.
No. My mind's made up.
What you need, Miss Smith, is some food and some sense. Come on, let's eat.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Watson, for the lovely dinner and the very poor advice.
Look, Marion... I'm telling you for your own good that you're absolutely unfitted to do anything on a newspaper.
Oh, it's a perfect night, isn't it?
What's more, if you ever try to see me again at the office, I'll have it tossed out.
But I don't think it would be right for me to try to see you anywhere else.
You know, I can't dope you out.
That doesn't matter. Not if you'll give me another assignment, something like a fashion show or a social event.
Look, I don't know whether you're a half-wit or a genius.
Oh, you can say the nicest things.
Well... That's the same. I really shouldn't make up my mind until I've got all the facts. May I walk you home?
Home?
Well, if it's too far, we can get a cab.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to, I mean, I wouldn't dream of putting you to all that trouble.
It wouldn't be any trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe in mixing business with things
Like what?
Well, walking a girl home isn't exactly business, is it?
It is this time. You see, I really should know you better before I decide you're impossible to put up with. In a business way, of course.
Well, I can't let you see me home.
But why not?
Oh, it would be tragic.
You mean you're ashamed of where you live?
I mean, I'm not sure you'd approve of it or of me if you saw it.
Oh, look here, honey. Where you live doesn't make any difference.
Oh, but you see...
Then I'll walk you to your corner, okay?
Well, to the corner.
Come on, baby. It's late.
Thank you. Here's my corner.
You mean you live around here?
Oh, you don't have to hide the fact that you think this is a pretty terrible neighborhood, Mr. Watson, because it is.
Look, you went to a lot of trouble trying to get a job for me today.
Yes, I did.
Oh, gee, kid, you must have found it pretty hard to buy that attractive outfit you've got on.
Oh, no, that is, well, there are places you can buy things with practically no money at all.
And you must need a job pretty badly.
I do, desperately.
And why don't you try to get something you can do?
Mr. Watson, I'm trying to improve myself, and you won't even give me a fair chance.
Oh, now.
You'll take me out to dinner. You'll walk me home and give me advice.
Look, Mary.
But when it comes right down to it, you don't care what happens to me.
Okay. It's all very clear now.
What do you mean?
You're not going to give up this silly dream of becoming a newspaper woman until you've actually been one and have fallen flat on that pretty face of yours.
Oh, Mr. Watson, do you mean that?
I mean you're to report for work tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Good morning, Mr. Harrigan.
Huh?
Don't you remember me?
Oh, sure, sure. You're the dame who wrote that piece called Fashions in Baseball. Now, look, you better not let Watson see you again.
I wouldn't try to tell Mr. Watson what to do if I were you, Mr. Harrigan.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Is anyone using that desk in the corner?
Well, no, but...
I'll take it, then.
You'll take the air, sweetheart, right now.
But I work here.
What?
Mr. Watson gave me a job last night when he walked me home after dinner.
Oh, he did he? Look, sister, don't go away. Stay right there.
Don't worry, I won't go away.
We'll settle this little matter right now or else. Look, Watson.
Don't you mind, Harrigan.
I just want to know one thing. What am I, a city editor or a nurse girl?
Oh, you mean...
I mean this Smith dame.
What about her?
Watson, you're the managing editor of this sheet, and what you say goes. But since when can a dame chisel a dinner and a job out of you, especially a dame who wouldn't know a story if it happened to her?
I agree with you, Harrigan, but...
Then why in the name of...
I just want you to give her an unimportant assignment.
Huh?
And then have her report to me, and when I get through with her, she'll quit so fast...
But did you have to hire her?
Yes, so I could fire her for her own good.
Oh, sure.
Go on, go on. Give her something she can't do any harm with, something we don't have to print, like a wedding or something.
Okay, Chief, but you might as well know that
don't
if...
Don't quit yet, Harrigan. You'll be out of here before you can say Horace Greeley. Leave it to me.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, here is John Weigel.
One thing that all of us look forward to on a hot summer day is something cool to eat. For example, the taste treat of a Snickers candy bar that has been chilled in the refrigerator. Every bite of a chilled Snickers bar is a luscious summer treat. For with each bite, you taste the rare smoothness of the crisp, cold milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel packed with whole, freshly roasted peanuts, and the soft, snow-white nougat center, richly flavored with fresh peanut butter and real malted milk. Together, the cold milk chocolate, smooth caramel, crisp peanuts, and cold nougat give you a rare taste blend you will find only in a chilled Snickers bar. When you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers. There's the call for the third act of Stage One Wedding, brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Clem Watson tried to discourage Marion Smith from becoming a newspaper woman by having her cover a baseball game. When that didn't work, he promised her another chance, also promising Harrigan, his city editor, that he'd get rid of her fast. Well, now the next day, Marion approaches Harrigan's desk.
Oh, Mr. Harrigan,
Miss Smith, I'm going to lunch. You get your story written and take it into Watson. Those are his orders.
Oh, yes, my story.
Remember, you were supposed to cover that society wedding at St. John's Church?
Yes,
well,
I know.
Well, I'll see you later. Got to put on the feet bag.
Well, I guess I may as well go right in, as long as they're his orders.
Come in.
Mr. Watson,
oh, Miss Smith, you've got that story?
Mr. Watson, there just wasn't any story in that wedding.
There wasn't? Why not?
Well, the bride didn't show up.
The bride didn't show up?
That's right. No bride, no wedding. No wedding, no story.
Okay. This should prove to you, without the slightest doubt, that you belong anywhere but on a newspaper.
But, Mr. Watson...
When a society bride fails to show up at the church, that's news, sister, big news. And you're fired forever.
Oh, no, you don't.
Miss Crane. Oh, nuts, she's out to lunch. Harrigan.
He's out to lunch, too.
Oh, that's a fine thing. Mason. Adams. Oh, what's the use?
Well, is there anything I can do?
Yes, who was the bride?
Why, Eleanor Richards.
Of Richards Pork and Beans?
Yes.
And who was the groom?
It's Tommy Edmonds.
Tommy Edmonds of Edmonds Carbonated Beverages?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good grief, Richards Pork and Beans and Edmonds Carbonated Beverages, and you muff the story. Let me out of here.
Well, Mr. Watson, where are you going?
If you were a real reporter, you'd know.
Well, wait for me.
Taxi! Hey, taxi! Driver, St. John's Church, and step on it.
Oh, Mr. Watson, I'm so glad you waited.
Now, look,
You're going to the church, Mr. Watson...
I am going to the church. I just hope we won't be scooped entirely.
But is that so important?
It is if I'm going to keep my job.
You mean they'd fire you? Is that really possible?
With a miracle girl like you around, baby, anything is possible.
Well, here we are, the church.
Yeah, it looks as though we're too late. There's not even a flower girl left.
I'm terribly sorry, Mr.
Well, we're here. Might as well go in. Hey, who's that?
Well, I don't know. Nobody's here.
Maybe it's the Phantom of the Opera. Look, I'm going up in the organ loft.
Well, all right, I'll stay here.
That's the first good idea you've had. Well, that's very good.
Oh, well, I thought I was alone.
Well, I was tired and I came in to rest and heard you. Are you the organist here?
Huh. When the excitement reached its peak, I ran up here to hide.
Oh?
I haven't been able to leave since. Those newspaper men were trying to corner me and ask me questions.
Oh, gee, that's tough.
My family will never forgive me.
Oh, but it wasn't your fault. I mean, whatever it was wasn't your fault.
But it was. After all, I'm the guy who chose somebody so impossible.
Well, old man, you just keep a stiff upper lip.
But it's a disgrace to the family that I can't stay.
Oh, but you'll get over it. There are lots of other girls.
I suppose so, but how did you know I was talking about Eleanor?
Eleanor? Who's Eleanor?
You're a newspaper man.
Now, look, old fella, if you'll just take it easy.
Take it easy? Nothing. I'm letting you have it. No.
Right by.
Yes, and there's not another one. Eleanor!
I beg your pardon?
Eleanor, you're late. Everybody's gone, and you aren't in your wedding dress.
I'm afraid you're mixed up. Who is Eleanor?
You know very well. Eleanor is the girl I was supposed to marry. The girl who sent this note to me here at the church at the last minute.
Hey, don't stop shouting.
Look, darling, it's still not too late. We can still...
Oh, so there you are.
Eleanor,
well, if you think
can't we do something about this?
Hey. What are you doing calling her Eleanor?
I'm afraid he's out of his mind.
Don't be silly, Eleanor. Look, we can still elope, and just so my family won't be disgraced.
Well, Miss Smith, what do you say to that?
Now, please, Mr. Edmonds, you hardly know what you're saying. I'd be very glad to marry you some other time, but right now...
Eleanor, don't say that.
Look here, Edmonds, are you implying that this is Eleanor Richards, your disappearing bride?
If it isn't Eleanor, it's her twin. And Eleanor doesn't have a twin.
Hey, Chief, they told me you...
Uh-oh. This is Tommy Edmonds, Harrigan.
Swell.
He's all yours.
Hey, what is this?
You'll find out.
Okay, Miss Smith, let's get going.
Well, yes, sir. Say, where are you taking me? Let go of my arm. It hurts.
Shut up.
But aren't you going to interview me?
I said shut up.
But you're violating your own rules. I can give you the exclusive story.
Marion Smith, eh? Just a poor kid from the slums trying to improve herself.
But I wanted to be more than a social butterfly, and my parents...
Richards Pork and Beans.
They don't approve of my working, so I had to change my name.
Look, your parents are your problem. Why didn't you tell me who you really were?
You'd have fired me.
Sure, but think of the story I'd have had.
But here I am. You can still have your big story.
Listen, if this ever gets around, I'll be the laughing stock of the newspaper business. Falling for a gag like that. Come on, walk faster.
But where are you going? To a fire?
No, to my lawyer.
Your lawyer?
You're going to sign an affidavit stating that you, Eleanor Richards, never at any time either knew or worked for me.
I'll sign nothing of the kind.
No?
No.
Look,
What made you crash into my office, anyway?
I had to get away. I didn't want to marry Tommy.
Too bad.
I wanted to forget I was Eleanor Richards. So I thought I'd disappear, change my name, and get an interesting job.
So you had to pick me.
I knew if I let you fire me, I might lose my nerve and go back to what I was running away from.
Oh, sure.
And that's why I hung on.
Yes, but you let Tommy know only at the last minute.
Oh, I thought it would be best not to show up at all, but this morning, well, it seemed only good manners to drop him a note.
Good manners?
Well, can I help it if I had a change of heart? Can I?
When did you begin to have this change of heart?
Well, a long time ago.
I see.
But, of course, it never really showed itself
Well, until when?
Until you said you didn't know whether I was a half-wit or a genius.
And then I walked you to your corner in the slums.
Oh, I couldn't help that. After all, how could I go to my real home? After I'd run away.
Oh, sure.
So you see, Clem, I do make sense, don't I?
I'm afraid you do, darling.
Oh, Clem, do I get my job back?
I don't know about that.
Oh, but you just said...
Well, you see, Miss Smith...
It's Marion Smith, darling.
Well, Marion Smith, darling, I'm one of those old-fashioned guys.
What do you mean?
Just this, Mrs. Watson. I don't want my wife to work.
The curtain falls on the last act of another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Snickers. Tonight, Curtain Time stars Harry Elders and Nana Sargent in Page One Wedding by Peter Martin. The supporting players were George Caesar and Hugh Rowland. The Curtain Time Orchestra is conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. Next Saturday, Curtain Time will present a comedy romance entitled Home, James. And now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spots here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Snickers present...
Curtain Time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you want a special taste delight, have a Snickers.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.